And this whole podcasting thing has been just a blessing. And the response from you guys has been awesome. And I love how everybody's spreading the word. And we're gaining more and more traction every single day. And we're visiting all kinds of great people, our sponsors. And we're out here with Flora at Miami-Dade Animal Services in Doral, by the way, at 3599 Northwest 79th Avenue. This is a place that takes in about 75 to 80 animals a day. Stray animals, owners surrendering them, confiscation from hoarding, puppy mills, etc. All kinds of different situations. Currently, they're caring for more than 600 dogs and cats. And of course, it's a no-kill facility, which is really important. Wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead, Flora.
We're so proud of that fact. You know, it took us, we've been a no-kill for many years now.
I would not be here if you weren't a no-kill.
I wouldn't be working here.
Yeah.
If that was not the case. That was one of the first questions that I asked them.
Yes.
When they turned the questions over to me, you know, I was like, you got to tell me that you're a no-kill shelter, because if you are, I can't work for you.
Right.
You know, and we want the community to know that. It's really important that they realize that the only reasons that we would ever euthanize a pet that comes to us is if they're sick.
Suffering. Yeah.
If they're suffering and there's nothing that we can do for them.
Of course.
Because if there is anything that we can possibly do for them, we will do it for them. And we go out to the community and look for community partners and veterinaries and special care places that will actually give the care that is necessary for that pet rather than to euthanize them.
Right.
Right? Or if they're so aggressive, just gotten to the point where they have been through so much in life and have been so conditioned in life that they are actually a threat to the human beings that are trying to care for them. And so we cannot trade the safety of our employees and our staff for the life of
a
pet, unfortunately.
That's
those are the only reasons and the conditions under which we are going to unfortunately have to euthanize an animal. But other than that, we save as many lives as we possibly can. And we have over 30,000 animals that come through our door every year.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's enormous. That's a huge number. Can I have Sweet Pea, by the way?
So oh, you can have Sweet
while,
Pea.
While we're having like the conversation, because I can't get enough of doggies. Well, Sweet Pea's got the cable. There we go. There's Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea is so awesome.
So he is awesome. He's been so good today. A couple of little, you know, little moments that he had today, but he is awesome. He's a complete cuddle bunny when he wants to be. And he is a Papillon mix. He came to us as a surrender. So a lot of the times pet owners just can't keep them for whatever reason. They're moving.
That's
what I say. But unfortunately, he did come to us as a surrender. And we kept his original name. And he's 11 months old right now. And he's going to be at our Mega.
Ooh, okay.
Event. So let's talk about Mega.
That's right behind me.
Yeah, the Matchathon.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So it's really important. We wanted to focus this year on the fact that we have so many animals here that you can find your perfect match. So if you're athletic and you want to go jogging with your dog, guess what? We've got dogs that are big and have long legs and can run right beside you, right? If you're a couch potato and you just like to sit there and watch the dolphins all the time, God bless you, first of all, because it's painful to watch them lose every week.
Yes.
But the good news is that if you have a pet sitting there next to you, you can relieve some of that stress that's building up by just
petting them, right? I said that a little while ago. I just think they are stress relievers.
Absolutely. And actually,
Sweet Pea gives me 10,000 kisses.
Absolutely. And so there's actually been research that's been done out there that says that they actually do improve your mood.
Oh,
your
yeah.
endorphins actually do go up scientifically. They've proven this. That pets actually improve your mood. If you're depressed or feeling lonely and just need companionship, come get a pet from us at the Matchathon. Guaranteed, we're going to have all sizes, all different breed mixes. We're going to have big, small, old, young, puppies, kittens, cats, you name it. We're going to have them there, and we want you to come out. It starts at 11:59 p.m. on the 18th, Friday the 18th, and will run for an entire 24 hours.
Nice.
So, adopters, you've got 24 hours to come by. We will be bringing out animals as needed, and we hope to get At least 300. I just met him.
And look,
how can you not fall in love with that thing?
I know.
He's just adorable. And so, you know, you come by and you're bound to find your perfect match out there, yeah. You know? And we want to make sure.
Somebody adopt Sweet Pea, please. Come on out here. Look at this dog. Look how cool his dog is.
Yeah. Been hanging out with us all day and has been the coolest.
And awesome.
He's super mellow. He has his little bouts of energy every once in a while because he's a puppy. He's
just
still a puppy.
Let us know he's here.
Although I got to tell you, my girl, Maiden, she's a big dog. And in some of the posts that you'll see on Twitter and Facebook, you'll see I put different pictures of dogs. Those are my dogs that I'm putting there, by the way. But she's almost three, and she's still a puppy.
Oh, they.
She still has the energy, which I always look at her like, are you ever going to mellow out? Because she is like a bundle of energy, you know. But 70 pounds in a bundle of energy is a lot of weight to be throwing around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she's so cool, you know what I mean? I love it. But dogs are the best.
They are the best. And they'll do everything that you ask that of them, and they'll love you unconditionally. I tell my mother that the day that a dog greets me the way my dogs do at my door every day when I come home.
Oh, you mean
home,
a human greets you like a dog, yeah. But
yes, thank you. Human being does is the day that I'm going to get married.
Right,
because otherwise...
You won't find it. There's not. You won't find it because, unfortunately, those of us that have dogs, you know what I'm talking about. They're usually better than humans, and so it's just the way it is. Look at this. You get that unconditional love and trust and companionship from
an animal that you just don't get from anybody else, and so. Again, just come out and visit us the 18th through the 19th, 24 hours. We're going to have all these dogs out there, all sizes, young and old, cats as well, and kittens. So just come out there. We're going to have the festivities out there. The heat is going to be out there. So we're going to have some of the dancers out there, the heat dancers. We're going to have Bernie come out and visit us.
I like it.
Some giveaways there. We're going to have music all playing along. You're biting me so hard. Some entertainment that's going to come through. They're nibbles. We're going to have entertainment come through. We are going to have a beer garden.
My watch. You can't buy my watch. Huh?
A beer garden. So all of a sudden, that gets your attention, right?
Yes, beer garden.
So we're going to have a beer garden out there.
CSVP, a beer garden.
And we're going to have Red Bull, I think, is going to come out and do some free samples as well. So it's just going to be just a festival environment where we're hoping to find, you know, as many of our furry friends, a forever loving, caring family that they can go to and have a quality life.
Flora, explain to folks how easy it is to adopt, because maybe some people might think this is a big old process and all of that. It's not that difficult, and you can have this much fun right here. See?
Yeah, that much love.
See, he's nibbling. He doesn't hurt me at all. See, he's just having fun.
So you fill out a couple pieces of paper for the older pets. So if they are older than 4 months, it's a tag fee. So all the adoption fees are going to be waived at the event for the 24 hours.
Wow.
You are responsible for the tag, which is going to be a $30 fee.
I don't know if I add a fifth or sixth dog to the house.
How
many do you have at home?
I only have two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not only.
Yes.
Two's a load.
I want to make sure that I have enough room
don't say
to foster
two, don't
the
say only.
Dog as well.
Don't say only. Two's a load, okay?
Well, I have a Rottweiler.
Ooh, nice.
Mix
I love,
at the house right now, and she's only 10 months old. I just got her.
They're so good. They're so good.
She is so mellow and loving.
Yeah.
And she allows this one to come and nibble it behind her hind legs and her tail all the time and just kind of turns around annoyed and aggravated. But
this
plays
one loves
with him
nibbling on my fingers, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. And So I've got a couple at home, and I welcome the community to kind of come out and see who they can welcome into their home because they are just amazing, amazing animals.
There you go. Sweet Pea looking for a home. There you go. And the other thing I was gonna ask you is, online, do they have a place that they can go to see the dogs? And maybe you have pictures of some of the dogs and things like that?
So, yes, if you go to our website at miamidade.gov, just look for Animal Services, we actually have links to all of our pictures of the dogs there. You can see who we have available. You're always welcome to come down beforehand before the event, but at the event, like I said, we'll have the special fees, the prices that will be waived. For puppies, it's going to be $85. For cats and kittens, will be absolutely no charge.
Wow, cool.
To them. So, you know, we're just trying to make it easy for the community to come out, and it's not that complicated a process, and just allow them to be able to bring a new best friend into their home.
I love it. Flora, give them the information. I told them the address, 3599 Northwest 79th Avenue. Is there a phone number people can call if they've got some questions, some concerns, those kind of things?
Easy peasy. Call 311. They've got direct access to all of our information, and they will, you know, get you all the answers to your questions. You can always go to our website as well. Just go to miamidade.gov, and you'll be able to access our link there. And you can also, you know, just come out to Tropical Park, and we'll be there the 18th through the 19th. Sweet Pea's at home, so he's crawling all over the place.
Yes.
And we hope to see the community either at our center or, you know, at the event.
Mm-hmm.
Come out, find a new best friend, find your perfect match. You know, it doesn't matter how odd you think you are. We've got some oddballs here. How fancy and fierce you think you are. We
can't be any more odd than I am, so don't worry about it.
You know, and we've just got just about whatever you're looking for, we probably have it. So
and by the way, we're going to be out here again on November 21st, and we'll do it from 10 a.m. to noon. So we'll be here a little earlier. And then the following month in December, we're going to be here on the 12th of December. And in January, we are going to be out here on January 9th. So those are some of the dates for us out here at Doral Animal Services or the Miami-Dade Animal Services in Doral. And again, on Twitter, you can follow them at Adopt Miami Pets. So you can come out here and adopt a beautiful animal that needs a loving home. There's nothing wrong with that. And I promise you that if you do adopt a dog, your home is going to be way better. It's just going to be a much better environment. Everybody's going to be slightly happier because that doggy is in the house. Because really, when the doggy walks up to you, that's it. It changes your mood.
Changes your entire day.
I mean, you saw it right now. I don't know Sweet Pea at all. But all I had to do was hold Sweet Pea, and I'm in a great mood.
Doesn't matter how rough or busy your day has been, when you go home to your best friend,
that's right,
there is no better feeling, and you just, it just, you know, it teaches you patience, it teaches you unconditional love, and it really just improves the quality of your life and theirs.
There you go. Flora, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for taking some time.
My pleasure. Thank
and
you
hosting us, because we're going to be doing a lot of things together.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be growing this, and we're going to be encouraging you guys monthly to be adopting some doggies and making your life a little better. But we thank all of you out there for tuning in. We thank Michelle Kaufman from the Miami Herald for joining us. We thank Chris Perkins from The Athletic for joining us. We thank Craig Mish from Swings and Mishes and Fantasy Radio for joining us, talking a little Marlins, talking a little Major League Baseball, all kinds of good stuff. We thank all the great people out here at Miami-Dade Animal Services for making it nice and easy for us to broadcast. Next time around, we're going to have a nice little studio and everything here at the Miami-Dade Animal Services, so we're looking forward to that next month, and you can come on by and join us for the broadcast, and hopefully you can adopt a doggy. And we thank all of you for tuning in, for downloading. Remember, you can reach out to us anytime on the accidentlawfirm.com text line at 786-322-1105. We'll see you tomorrow from Hialeah Park from 1 to 4 p.m. Have a great one out there.